Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in thy house. God's word for today, 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning in verse 1 through verse 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Apostle Paul, on this particular occasion, from his own experiences, was spoke of what to expect from the people in the church. He was preparing Timothy for his own pastorate and spiritual leadership. He was encouraging Timothy to be prepared for hostility, rejection, and denial when it comes to embracing and following the gospel of Jesus Christ. He assured Timothy that his faith in the gospel caused him to believe that the mercy of God is so great that even though he tried stopping Christianity, God still saved him. And now his reward, his crown of righteousness, awaits him in glory, irrespective of what people do to him here. Knowing what's right doesn't mean much unless you do what's right. Theodore Roosevelt. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the name of Jesus Christ, just again this morning, we come to thee first and foremost in this every day. God, we thank you for the opportunity to experience a new day, because we know it's you, because if it were not for you, we would not awake to see this experience, God, but thank you. Thank you, thank you. We know again this morning that you're God and you're God alone, that it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. It's you that have chosen us, not that we chose you. And for that, again, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We ask you again this morning, Holy Father, if you'd be so kind to please forgive us for anywhere and everywhere, God, that we fail to do what you've charged us to do, whether in word, in deed, or in thought, and forgive us and put us back on the right path in life, Lord God, that we go and do the thing to give you glory and honor. We do what you've charged us to do, God, because again today we believe that you're going to fill our lives, God, with love, joy, peace, and happiness, and you're going to allow healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation to overtake us as we go. And for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We know that you're our shepherd and we shall not want, and you're going to maintain our cause because you're going to lead us in the path of righteousness. And it's for your name's sake. We thank you because you have allowed us to understand that you saved us, that by us others will be saved. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We ask you, God, again today, to continue to lead, guide, and direct us and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, allowing no weapons formed against us to prosper. God, but help us, God, to walk in faith, because without faith it's impossible to please you. Help us to be good counselors and help those that are at a crossroads in the life and they don't know what to believe, because there's so many people talking about you, God, and talking about your son Jesus, and they really don't even have the baptism of your spirit yet. And they don't know that they don't know the intended purpose of the gospel. And they're causing a lot of confusion and they're passing misinformation. God, and we're praying, and I'm asking you again this morning to help us as we speak with people that are at a crossroads in their life. Word our mouths that we will speak those things that are good and honest and just, that will prick their hearts to help them to own their own in their own home, driving along in their own car while they're cooking, while they're showering, whatever it is, God, they'll just ask you, Lord, please search my heart and save me from this underworld generation. And when you see, God, that real sincerity, that real desire to really walk away from all of this is keeping them in darkness, God, baptize them, Mahoshiah. Baptize them with your spirit. They will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, that as they move forward, they can be good representatives of you. So much so, Lord God, that we can do it and help others to come out of that darkness that they're in. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. So as we embark upon this new day, God, to go and do the things you've charged us to do today, keep us reminded, Lord God, that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. And since you are for us, who can be against us? And you've given us a new load of benefits, Lord God, today that will get us through the day, giving you glory and honor. So by day's end, all we'll have to do is say, thank you, God, for getting me through another day. Thank you for what you allowed me to do today to give you glory. God, and I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I pray, God, that everyone that cry out to you will have the same attitude to give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus the Christ. We ask you, God, again this morning to look into every home, turn every home into a God presence home. God, I pray the family praying together and reading your word together as a family unit at one point, all together at some point every day. God, and their parents will pray with and over their children before they leave home every morning and before they sleep every night. Do it, God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. All those that are sick, God, in a sick bed somewhere, God, I'm asking you right now by faith in Jesus' name as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. God, you know who's serious and who's not. But God, those that are seeking you in sincerity, hear their cry, God. Put healing in their bodies. Get them out of those sick beds. Whatever the sickness, whatever the affliction, whatever the disease, God, it's but a light thing for you. God, do it, God. You're the miracle worker, Lord. And I say hallelujah to you right now, God, for every testimony, God, that shall come forth, God, even from today, because people will turn their hearts to you, Lord. They'll stop leaning to their own understanding to just get them in a dark place, God, because they're in violation of the wisdom that you provided us, God, when you allowed Solomon to write it, God, for our edification and exhortation. Lean not to thine own understanding, but to acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways, God, and you would direct our path. But yet so many days, so many times, we get up and we allow our feelings and our emotions to guide us, God, when we need to be listening to you, God, and walking by your word, being led by your spirit. Help us, Lord God. And we know that it takes the indwelling of Christ, God, to do that. So we're asking you again, God, today to just strengthen the hearts of every believer everywhere, that we'll believe you in sincerity and in truth, God, that you will save others and bring them into this, thy holy kingdom. We ask you, God, to refresh the lives of and restore some normalcy, restore some self-sufficiency for those that, because of this great armor that you've loosed in the land, that have just disrupted the economy, prices have gone up, jobs are remaining the same. God, it is just chaos, Lord, but you're the author. You're not the author of confusion, God, but you're the God of peace, and you are the God of restoration, and we know and believe, God, where you hear that sincere cry, even though, God, you'll allow us to endure because these things are going to impact even the righteous, but we're going to know and we do understand that you are doing this to help others that don't know and don't know that they don't know, to acknowledge you as God, to look to you, hallelujah, God, to turn things around in their life. God, and you'll restore some normalcy. You'll continue to provide ways and open new doors in the name of Jesus the Christ. We ask you to strengthen the hearts of those in bereavement everywhere for whatever the cause. God, help them to look up, God, to get their heads up, Lord God, that you were going to console them with your spirit by providing them courage and understanding. In the name of Jesus the Christ. With lessons always and every morning, God, I'm asking you again today to as many as seek you in sincerity and in truth, because you've allowed them to understand the intended purpose of the gospel of Christ. And they cry out, Lord, save me. God, do it for them and baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And then, God, that they'll have the indwelling of the Christ of God. And for that, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we believe that you're going to do again today the things that we ask, because we do ask them in Jesus' name. Amen. And I thank you, God, Lord, hallelujah, that those with the indwelling of the Christ of God will be able to hear the voice of the Lord the day that he stand in the clouds and shout out for the righteous. We'll be able to hear his voice because of the indwelling of the Christ of God. And we'll be able to hear his voice even from the grave. And that regenerated soul, that born again soul, will come out of the grave and get with those reborn and souls that are on the earth. God, drop him off these old houses and go into glory. God, as Paul said, we have another building that's eternal in the heavens. God, we thank you, we praise you, and we know that only you can do it. And we know that you do it out of your love, your mercy, and your kindness, and your compassion. And so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. And we believe that it's going to be so. Amen, and I thank you, God, and we do believe it so. Amen. God, remember, everybody, things are not as bad as they seem, and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. You got to keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. For these are things that God promised that he would do with and for and unto his people. He has done it. He is doing it. And if he hasn't done it in your life yet, he will. Just keep trusting him and be sincere in your heart. So again today, you go well and be safe.